Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In Southwest Virginia's Patrick County, it could take you 2 hours to reach the nearest ER. That's because the area's lone hospital closed this summer when its parent company declared bankruptcy. Republican Senator Bill Stanley is hoping an emergency measure to extend the hospital's license could make it easier to find a new buyer.
If we have it, then we'll have every opportunity to find an operator that can take care of the people and the citizens of Patrick County. It's not about partisan politics. It's about doing what's right.
And yet, when Stanley initially proposed the measure, some Senate Democrats voted no. Stanley told reporters it was an attempt to get his vote on Medicaid expansion, a similar measure unanimously passed in the House. So Stanley brought the measure up for a vote again this week, and it passed. Democrat Barbara Favola changed her vote to a yes, but not before reminding Stanley that more than 1,000 people in Patrick County would benefit from Medicaid expansion.
The bill before us is a Band-Aid. The bill before us is permitting a business model to go forward. But I suggest to you that that business model is not going to be enough.
More than 13% of adults in Southwest Virginia are uninsured. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.